You're listening to Real World News.
Thousands of people take to the streets in Cancun to demand real solutions to climate change. The demands to respect what was established in Cochabamba, Bolivia, in the People's Agreement, and the demands to avoid the commodification of climate change solutions were voiced by thousands of people on Tuesday in the peasant, indigenous, and social march called by La Vía Campesina. Demonstrators against RED and in favor of the Defense to Life from different organizations and countries joined La Vía Campesina to defend the peasant production model which cools down the planet, contrary to industrial agriculture. The march started at 8 a.m. and traveled from downtown Cancun to the place where the official negotiations are taking place, a luxurious hotel called Moon Palace. After miles on foot and by bus, the mobilization had to stop at about a quarter mile from the Moon Palace due to a police barricade that was said to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the official negotiations. In an interview with Via World Radio, Alberto Gomez, La Vía Campesina North America's representative, said that besides the obstacles put by the Mexican government and the police, the march was very successful and the movements weren't intimidated by the fact that the official authorities didn't respect their commitments to let them move freely. The energy brought by the people to this march is huge, and we managed to break with all these problems. So we are here to get as far as possible and say to the governments, please stop talking about businesses and start talking about the problem and alternatives to global warming, said Gomez. The different organizations that joined the march of the peasant movement included Environmentalist Federation, Friends of the Earth International, and the World March of Women. Miriam Nobre, coordinator of the march, said to Real World Radio that the World March of Women was participated in the mobilization because they reject market-based solutions, land grabbing to produce agrofuels, the commodification of nature, and the false solutions imposed by capitalism as a response to the crisis. We know that it is possible to find ways for people to live in a dignified way with access to health, basic sanitation, and other production models. So we are here discussing about the transformation we want and how we want to achieve it, she said. Real World Radio also interviewed Mireya Benjamin, co-founder of anti-war U.S. group Code Pink, Women for Peace. She said that they were present in the march because we want to have a word for our children and grandchildren.
Why is Code Pink marching for climate justice? Because we believe that we want to have a world for our children and our grandchildren. We started out as an anti-war group, and we know that war can be the end of the planet, but we also know that climate change can do the same thing.
What do you think about the official climate talks that are taking place here in
Cancun? We feel that it's sad that the people are supposed to represent the world don't understand how critical this crisis is. And there's too much influence of corporations, too much influence of government elites, and they're more interested in growth than they are in preserving the planet. And so I think that, unfortunately, we're not going to get any decent agreement out of this, that if we can't even get the second round of Kyoto, which was bad in and of itself, then we're going backwards instead of going forwards.
What do you think about the position of your own country, the United States?
We had so much hope for Obama when he came in. We thought he was going to be the peace president, the green president, the civil rights president. And instead, it's been one disappointment after another. We've lost a lot of civil rights with groups that are activist groups being raided by the FBI. We've lost the peace policies and that we have a surge in Afghanistan. And then around the climate, these are policies that would have been the equivalent of George Bush, where the U.S. is really obstructing the entire world in moving forward. So we feel that it's very painful that when so many of us came out and worked so hard to get a new president, to see that it's more of the same, especially for young people in my country. I think it's a tremendous disillusionment, and it means a real demobilization in the United States. And that's very disastrous because with the demobilization, we see right-wing groups like the Tea Party coming forward and claiming even the streets that should be for the progressives. So I think it's time for a progressive movement in the United States to really get its act together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the member of Oil Watch and the Ecuadorian organization Acción Ecológica, Esperanza Martínez, said that the network was participated in the march to demand a discussion on the real solutions to climate change at the official negotiations. Spaces like Cancun come in a time where two different realities are confronted. On the one side, a tendency to look for more and more oil without respecting the limits of nature, an example of this being the BP oil spill, and the search for oil in the Arctic, in tropical rainforests, indigenous territories, protected areas. And on the other side, the big failure of the international negotiations where central issues are not discussed. Oilwatch believes that these types of spaces are crucial. The discussion should focus on attacking the expansion and dependence on fossil fuels. The discussion should focus on oil, not whether we will buy the absorption capacity in the south and create new ways of colonization. We need to confront the craziness around oil, which is aimed at areas from where we will not be able to return, said Martinez. By the end of the march, there was an assembly of the peoples, where peasants from all the American continent participated, in addition to allied organizations such as Friends of the Earth, Oil Watch, the National Assembly of Environmentally Affected People, the National Liberation Movement, the Mexican Union of Electricians, and even representatives of governments that respond to demands of the movements, such as Bolivian UN Ambassador Pablo Solon and Paraguay President Advisor on Climate Change Miguel Lovera. There, Real World Radio interviewed Paul Nicholson, member of the European Coordination of La Vía Campesina, who considered the mobilization was highly successful. La Vía has been very brave in coming here because the big and powerful NGOs didn't want us here, marching alone. They wanted us to march with them, and we said no. We are grown-ups and we defend what we want, and we clearly say no to red. This is not a light demand, said the peasant leader, and added that he was very satisfied with the amount of people who joined the mobilization and how it was developed in a peaceful way and with joy. We are the land, peasants, natives, we are the land. The ones behind the police barricade are in another planet. Even the name of the hotel where they are meeting means something. They are in the Moon Palace. They are in another planet, we are on Earth, and we demand solutions based on food sovereignty. They are talking about businesses, dirty businesses, said the peasant leader. He also highlighted that despite the attempt of demobilization by the authorities, the demonstrators were very brave and mobilized in a peaceful way with joy and no tensions. The Villa Campesina's march was held during a global day of action called by the movement to create thousands of Cancun all over the world with actions in 37 countries.